getting to know the neighbours. 3 years ago, the Queen became the first British monarch to visit Ireland since it gained its independence. Michael D. Higgins, who's met her informally, will be the first Irish president to receive a state welcome.
It is becoming a model relationship between two neighbouring countries. We are very close, respectful neighbours, and I think the relationship that we are building and working on is one, I think, that, given our very complex history, is one, I think, that many people throughout the world will be able to draw some inspiration from.
The royal tour built bridges. Her Majesty spoke in Irish and commemorated those who had fought for freedom. The Queen's respectful tribute here in Ireland's Garden of Remembrance was hugely symbolic, and it will be reciprocated when President Higgins honours Britain's war dead at the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior in Westminster Abbey. He'll address a state banquet at Windsor Castle, where Sinn Féin's Martin McGuinness is on the guest list. The former IRA chief, now Northern Ireland's Deputy First Minister, shook the Queen's hand once before. Professor Deirdre Heenan, who serves on the President's Council of State, says Anglo-Irish relations have been transformed.
It's about promoting good relations, but it's also about saying to the world that we are actually more interested in our commonality, our common love of culture, politics, and our common economic interests, rather than the focus which would generally have been on what divides us.
It's no routine flight for the head of state. He's not just crossing the sea. He's crossing a historic divide. David Blevins, Sky News, Dublin.